Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, Uplifting, and Positive News for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
I'm JP. That's Tim. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing great, sir. How are you doing today?
Doing amazing, as always. Ready to bring this positive news, because we know you're hearing way too much negative news. If you want to support The Positive Truth, like, share, subscribe, leave us a five-star review. Helps us out so much. Helps us get put in all those little feeds for suggestions and get us more listeners. We also have social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, where we post our videos and our positive news stories and Tim's pretty face. We also have a Gmail if you want to tell us any positive news stories that we can share on this podcast. We appreciate every single one you all send. But Tim, are you ready for these positive news stories?
Absolutely.
So what do you got?
Man, so my first one is coming from San Antonio. It's from a Sikh community. They're offering free meals for all government employees during the shutdown. As a part of the Sikh religion, one of their duties is to look out and protect the downtrodden. They're there to support all the federal employees who are not getting their paycheck, and they really appreciate their services. They believe that in their nation, they should appreciate and give gratitude to those men and women who are doing wonderful services for us, but are not getting paid so. That is as beautiful as it gets, as positive as it gets. A shout out to them.
Hopefully by the time you hear this, the government won't be shut down anymore in America. That would be the best positive news story. And if you haven't heard of the Sikh community, they are the fifth largest religion in the United States.
Boom. What do you got for us, JP?
I have an incredible story. Tim, do you remember when you got engaged? Can you imagine losing that ring?
Man, that was the biggest fear.
The biggest fear, right?
Exactly.
So I have a story about a man named Doug Cody and his brand new fiance, Michelle. On December 11th, they were in Costa Rica. And it was hot that day, so they were put on sunscreen. And she put the engagement ring in his shirt pocket. Well, they put on sunscreen, went about their day, hit like this wave, and like Cody got up, tried to like get all the water off of his shirt, and he lost the ring. They had totally forgot it was in that pocket. They were having so much fun. They were getting married in 3 days, Tim, and the ring cost $4,400.
Oh, man.
And it wasn't appraised or insured. But this is the positive truth. We're building faith in the world around us. So
indeed.
Michelle did something you would do. She posted on Facebook, like, hey, share, if you're in this area in Costa Rica, we lost an engagement ring. Please help us find it. Didn't think anything of it. In a comment, there was a reply like David Harris, I guess you tagged him, has been known to find things. And she didn't think anything of it. Harris saw it, so he sent her a private message like, I've been known to find some things. He's ex-military. He has an underwater metal detector.
This is wild.
Very wild. In the 70s, he found he found a class ring in a foot of water at low tide. And it was the 70s, so he had to call the manufacturer and get it sent back to the owner. And so he's retired now, ex-military. He's just like, I like to go find stuff on the beach with my metal detector. But she didn't see the Facebook message, because if you're not friends, apparently Facebook sends it to spam. So she messaged him back like 3 weeks later, like, hey, just now saw this. Here's some more descriptions. You probably won't be able to find it, but you can try. On January 9th, Harris found it. Found the ring, sent it back to him. I think it's awesome. It's man, woman, child, community sticking together. And it's a fun story. That's why I wanted to talk about it.
Of social media.
In a good way, with the positive truth.
Man, that's so wild, though. That is, man, that's a wild story there, JP.
I know, right? That would be my biggest fear, too, is losing the ring. So I can't imagine how they felt, but good job, David Harris. Saving people's stuff, Costa Rica. You're a superhero in the positive truth size.
Facts. Hidden superhero.
What do you got, Tim?
Man, I have another restaurant. It's actually a refugee-run restaurant, and it was voted the nicest place in America last year. It's basically been one of the latest people to join the movement and offering free food for furlough government workers who are not receiving a paycheck. It's called Yasin's Falafel House in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Great name.
Exactly, man. I definitely wanted to give them a shout out as well because they're out there doing amazing things for their community.
Again, the best positive news story would be by the time you hear this, there would be a shutdown. But that's neither here nor there. What is here nor there is our audio meditation, since we're at the halfway point of the podcast. Me and Tim like to do audio meditation where we both talk about one thing we're grateful for, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on around us. We encourage everyone listening to play along as well and think about one thing you're grateful for while you're listening. We guarantee it'll make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for?
Goal setting. I don't know what it is. I'm still in marathon mode, man. Like, this is all I've been thinking about for a little while now, I guess. But something about setting a goal and then doing something about it each day, it just makes me feel good and rejuvenated. So, yeah, man, goal setting. I'm definitely thankful for goal setting. I'm glad that I have that capability now. I had a young Tim couldn't do that, man. Young Tim couldn't be dedicated to anything for more than a few hours. So 30-year-old Tim is happy for goal setting.
Yeah, but young Tim went through that hardship. So current Tim could be in a better place in the future.
Tú sabes.
I'm grateful for progress and just like technology. I'm in a lot of math and programming classes. They're very hard. But at the same time, I really appreciate all the small pieces of progress we make every single day that we can't talk about here on the podcast. Progress is slow. It's not newsworthy. It's not something crazy that happens. But the slow progress is how the world gets better every single day. And it's not these crazy negative news stories. So that's what I'm appreciative for. And my next positive news story kind of ties into that. Do you remember, Tim, when we had the interview with the lady? She was with the Poison Control for Oklahoma. And she talked about Narcan, which was the nasal spray that could save people that were overdosing for opioids. Well, Florida County, they started giving out Narcan for free to people's houses because there's so many opioid deaths. And progress, right? This is something you never hear about. But in the last year, it dropped 41% just because they were handing these out for free.
People out of my hand. That's nice, man. That's awesome.
But Narcan is free almost everywhere in America. And when I say free, of course your taxes are paying for it, but it's a fraction of a penny. You can go get this anywhere. But they were just handing them out. I think it's awesome. It's just small progress towards an epidemic. Those times when you hear about opioids, it's all bad in the news, but this is the positive truth and we're talking about the good stuff.
Yeah, let them know, JP.
And let them know about your next positive news story, sir.
Man, you know I gotta have a dog story. So check this out, man. I have a UPS driver. He saved this dog that was trapped in the ice. His name is Ryan Arenas, or Aarons, I apologize. And he was on his route in Montana, and he drove up to this house and he heard a dog barking. And he didn't see anything, drove up to the other side of the pond. It was super dark. And he finally saw a dog trapped out about like 10 to 15 feet off the shore. and he saw there was just like nothing but ice all around this dog. But then he also saw an older man that was like in a little rowboat trying to get the dog. So he said, you know what, something about it, this situation makes me feel like I need to go help out. So he went out there and he finally got the man to come back in to get off the boat because it looked like it was about to tilt. He went back out there on the boat, ended up tilting over. The dog was getting ready to drown as well at this point. They're both wet. He swims to the dog, saves the dog. Dog is okay now. Just so you guys know, I have a really awesome picture I'm going to share to you guys on the Facebook page with them smiling at the bottom of it. It's a ridiculous story. He still ended up delivering about 20 more packages that day, which is pretty awesome. So yeah, man, if you guys want to check out this cool picture of Ryan and the dog, it's on our Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast.
Can you imagine getting a notification on your phone? UPS driver's delayed to saving dog from frozen lake. That's the one. I accept that kind of delay.
Exactly. I would have to check that out.
Also, this was 2 days before Christmas because I saw this positive news story too. So that's a hell of a Christmas present for that old man for saving his dog.
Man, I did not know that. That's awesome.
My last positive news story is about a police force doing an absolutely awesome thing. What happened was in November 27, 2018, there was a car crash that hit a fence of a 74-year-old woman's home. And she couldn't properly prepare. Like, she didn't have the money. She didn't have the physical health to, like, rebuild the fence. And so the cops would drive by every single day and they would see this broken down fence. And they'd be like, how can she ever get over this happening? If she looks outside, she sees this memory every single day. So the cops organized, they got together and said, we're gonna rebuild the fence for free for her. So they all went down there, they didn't tell her. It was about 8 of them. They rebuilt the fence in an afternoon, took a picture. I think it's awesome. It's cops going above and beyond. It's just a great positive news story.
Yeah, man, I'm loving it. It's always good when we have, you know, our civil servants doing something great in our community.
They do great things every single day.
Exactly.
And hopefully this podcast made your day great. And Sim has a quote to make it even greater.
I do. If we cannot end now our differences, at least we can help make the world safe for diversity. John F. Kennedy.
Are we going on a diversity theme for this week?
That was the goal. I'm glad you caught on.
Nice. Well, we'll be back on Monday with our favorite positive news stories of January 2019. Until then, we're out.
Stay positive.